the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Dr. Ken Bain, author of the best-selling books, What the Best College Teachers Do and What the Best College Students Do, was the keynote speaker at Missouri State University's Showcase on Teaching and Learning. Bain is recognized for his research on deep and sustained learning and the creation of natural critical learning environments. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Dr. Bain joins me today. As students return to classes this fall, what advice do you have for them?
I think the primary advice is to realize that education is about you and about your personal development, and you have to approach each class thinking about what it can contribute to the development of the dynamic powers of your mind. And every class is going to contribute in some fashion or another to help you learn to think more effectively, to create, to problem solve. And you may be taking classes in a lot of areas that you may say are outside of my primary interest, but those classes can be enormously useful in helping you to develop who you are as a creative and productive individual.
Much of your research focuses on college students, but can that advice also work for younger students?
Oh, I think it can, yes. I think the primary thing is to realize that you are unique and that you can bring to any set of problems a unique perspective. And you have to first learn how to look inward to your own self and to understand who you are and how you operate and what makes you work and what makes you be a productive individual. But then you also have to realize the implications of that notion that everybody is unique. Because if I'm unique and you're unique, it means that I can learn things from you and you can learn things from me. And we can both learn things from Will Shakespeare or Albert Einstein or lots of other folks. And the whole world becomes our oyster. It becomes our way of exploring the world in order to be able to understand ourselves and to take good ideas when we encounter them and to use them to grow our own minds and to grow our own productivity. But to use them, you have to encounter them. So that means that you have to learn a lot of things in a lot of different areas.
What advice do you have for teachers?
Teachers need to realize that they are not teaching a class. They're teaching individuals within that class. And they have to be able to find those questions and issues that are going to appeal to individual students. We learn, and we learn most deeply when we are trying to answer questions or solve problems that we have come to regard as important or intriguing or just beautiful. And I think the great teachers are teachers who know how to ask fascinating questions that can really intrigue students and can capture them and point them in the direction of a question that they would never consider on their own. And they learn from that question, and they take up that question as their own.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
If someone were to ask me for the key advice, I must admit I borrowed this from one of the people that I interviewed in the book, namely a guy by the name of Stephen Colbert. And Stephen said, first and foremost is learn to learn from your own mistakes and to not worry about them, to not be focused on the mistakes that you make, but to realize that those are opportunities to learn and to grow. And Stephen said, I learned that doing improv theater in Chicago, because in improv theater, you're going to make lots of mistakes. And he said, I learned to apply that to my whole life and not to be caught up so much in the moment of a mistake, but instead to see it as an opportunity to grow and to continue to expand your mind.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Dr. Ken Bain combines academic research on learning and motivation with insights drawn from interviews with faculty and highly successful individuals. I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.